My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, episode 44. Hello, my friends. Every episode of Sonatotum is all about making stuff, finding success as we define it, each of us for ourselves, and staying healthy and especially sane in the process. I like to start off every episode by talking to you about what I've been up to as far as my creative endeavors since the previous episode. You know, the week that was all about discovery and exploring and learning and doing things that are sort of supportive and supplemental and tangential to actually putting words on a page. I have been looking for ways to reduce my monthly expenses that come with being a creator and a creative services provider who helps other authors and other creators. So that means things like Dropbox, Google Drive, various project management tools and things like that. I have been gradually building a home server and learning all about, well, learning again all about, as it stands today, the state of open source software tools that I could host myself on my little home server. And, every year or so, I dip back into the open source pool. And for those of you who don't know, open source simply means software for which the code, the underlying source code, is available for anyone to inspect, change, improve, and use for free. If you go to my website over at mattselznick.com, that website is built on WordPress, which is a content management system, software, platform that is entirely free and open source to use, so long as you install it on your own web server or, you know, a web server that you get from Dreamhost or one of the other services out there that do that sort of thing. Anyway, so yeah, WordPress is an example of absolutely free, very well supported, and robust open source software. Most websites you visit are probably running WordPress, either in whole or in part. That's how much of a big deal it is. So open source software, yeah, some of the stuff is people just tinkering and releasing it to the public so that others can improve and build on it. And other stuff is, I mean, the internet runs on open source software. So I've been looking back into kind of what's available out there in the world. I have found what I believe can serve as my Dropbox replacement, and that's a product called Nextcloud. And it works just like Dropbox, right? You put a little piece of client software on the computers that you want to sync up. And every one of those computers has the same files accessible to them as are on your Nextcloud server. The only difference is, when you use Dropbox, the files are somewhere out there on a machine that isn't owned by you, isn't controlled by you, and you pay, I'm paying $20 a month, right, for the privilege. Now, there are, of course, trade-offs. I need to be responsible for my little home server, my little computer that gives me access to all these things. And that means, making sure it's running and making sure it's properly backed up and everything. But I am pretty savvy about stuff like that, and I'm a good learner. And the resources out there these days, I mean, every time I dip back into open source software, I see that things have improved and things have become easier. There is a learning curve, for sure. Some of the other things I would love to replace, I am on an ongoing quest. If you're a writer, I don't know if you use any special software. I have tried pretty much everything. And whether I'm writing fiction or nonfiction, like the nonfiction book I have coming up at the end of August, Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure, I like to write from an outline. I like to keep my notes organized in a form that I can scramble them and reorganize them and have them especially, ideally, be interconnected and right down to the structure of the actual work. Now, I've used Scrivener, which is a very, very popular sort of writing. You know, it's an everything but the kitchen sink kind of thing, and that's part of the problem. Kind of a bloated outline and writing and formatting tool all in one. I've used YWriter, which is free but not open source, and that is really so close to what I want. It's great. I've written entire books in YWriter. I wrote Light of the Outsider, my last novel, and its follow-up, the novelette The Perfumed Air at Kwanantag Bay. I wrote both of those in YWriter. But every one of these tools is kind of, you're still kind of, well, I'll say I am still kind of trying to fit my square pegs into their round holes. It's, I mean, it does the job, but it doesn't feel like home. Like, I don't know. Do you have your working environment kind of just all set up the way you like it? That's how I feel about my digital tools as well. I want something that works like I think and doesn't get in my way. You know, when you're using a hammer to drive a nail, there's technique and nuance and finesse involved. But that's kind of the art and craft that comes from you. The purpose, the use of the hammer is brief, fast, kinetic force, hammerhead to nailhead. And that's, you know, there's no thinking about that. It just does what it's supposed to do. So I've been looking for tools and probably a suite of tools that fit with the way I work creatively, the way I write, the way I think. And again, trying to maybe find some alternatives to the tools that I'm paying for. I love and wholly endorse with my recommendation and with my money every month something called Dynalist, which is a deceptively simple outliner. It's nested lists, right? And you can write entire books. I have a client who wrote an entire book in Dynalist. You can do that. It's not designed for it. It's not quite perfect, but I love an outliner that you can kind of move things around as you like. I use Trello, yet another. I mean, there's a free level of Trello, but I pay for some extra bells and whistles. I use Trello as a project management tool for a couple of my clients, and Trello is very popular and very cool, and it's great. But if I can find a free option that I can host myself and give my clients access to as needed, so much the better. Trello is $12 a month. You know, you see where I'm going? All this stuff sort of chips away. And so I've been looking at alternatives. I've installed Nextcloud on my home server. Nextcloud comes with a pretty decent Google Docs, Google Sheets replacement built in. Well, you have to install it, but it's built into integrated with Nextcloud. Nextcloud comes with a sort of Trello replacement. Checking that out. Where Nextcloud is lacking is there is no outliner. The notes tool, it's not quite there. So checking some other things out. I will, in the show notes for this episode, Sonatotum episode 44, I will share some of the tools I've found that I've installed and some of the tools that I'm looking at and experimenting with. And, you know, if you're interested in this sort of thing and you have the technical wherewithal and an extra computer laying around, I'm using a very small microcomputer that has just enough power to do exactly what I needed to do, which is host these programs and serve them on the web. If you have the hardware and the wherewithal to learn, then maybe you'll find that interesting. Have I done any actual writing this week? I've done a lot of thinking. And believe it or not, that counts. I think that's probably a topic for another episode. But no added words. I'll be releasing this episode on August 1st, Monday, for reasons that will become apparent as we continue to listen. And that day is also the beginning of everyday work, words added to the nonfiction book I have coming out on August 30th, Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure. And that might sound like a very short amount of time to write this, but it's not a full length, 50, 60,000 word book. It's more of a workbook, handbook for authors who need to set up their marketing infrastructure, just like it says on the title. More about that in the show notes. I've talked about it before in previous episodes, and I will be talking about it more as the day approaches. But I'm going to be writing every day on that, which means other things will take a backseat necessarily. But this past week, no, it's been all about exploring and following my curiosity and learning new things. And you know what? I'm good with that. I have had real moments of flow just following these trails and learning about these things and installing them and figuring out how they work. And it's been fun. Yeah, that's my idea of fun. It's one of my ideas of fun. So that's what's been up in this past week. I would love to hear about what's been happening with you creatively since you last heard the sound of my voice. Oh, I almost forgot. I have started tentatively and carefully and gingerly creating content on TikTok. Yes, my friends. I am Matthew Wayne Selznick over there on the TikTok. And I've gone over there because people that I, who show their work, let's put it that way, have sworn by it. So I've only done three videos. I did a sort of an introduction video saying who I am and what people can expect from my TikToks. And I did a little topic prompt video related to the last episode of this podcast on whether or not writing is hard or should be hard. And then every Friday, I'm going to be posting what I'm calling First Lines Friday, with the hashtag First Lines Friday. I'm going to be doing just that, reading the first line or first paragraph or three from each of my works. And so I put one of those up on Friday the 29th, reading from my first novel, Brave Men Run. And I tell you what, visibility-wise, I am absolutely seeing more people at least being exposed to these videos than any other platform that I tend to be on, and that's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So, okay, let's see where that goes. Maybe it will lead to book sales. Maybe it will lead to subscribers to the mailing list, which will lead to people receiving my free email delivered serial fiction, which is, of course, all you listeners know, Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, how it all got started, which is part of my Sovereign Era story world. It's kind of a prequel to my first novel, Brave Men Run. Some of the same characters, but a year or so before the events of that book. We'll see what TikTok does. The videos, they're under 10 minutes. They are pretty off the cuff. I'm not going to be one of those TikTok users that does the silly dances or the lip syncs or any of that stuff. Just me talking to you. Mostly about writing stuff. So yeah, that is the other thing that I did in this past week. As I was going to say, I would love to hear what you've been up to in the past week since you heard my voice the last time. You can email me at matt@mattselznick.com, matt@mattselznick.com. Send me an email or send me a voice message that you attach to an email. If you send a voice message, I will play it on the show and we'll talk to each other in that way. So what do I want to talk about this week? Well, it's a little self-serving, but I'm going to try to, as is my wont, I'm going to try to turn it around and also make it of value for you. Every now and then, I find myself thinking about my creative worth. People talk about your net worth, the amount of cash and capital that you have accumulated. And I think about my creative worth because I've put out a lot of stuff over the last 17 years. Not as much as I would have liked. Certainly not as much as others. But on the other hand, more than, if you think about it statistically, more than most. And so I do. I think about, you know, what does that all that work amount to? Well, commercially, and if we're just talking about my digital output, so ebooks and audiobooks and music albums and singles, I did a tally, and one could acquire my entire digital catalog for just about $100. And keep in mind, about a quarter of that is music, which I don't even really focus on much. I don't know if I want to say it's sobering, but it makes me realize that that's not an amount of creative output that could sustain one. And this is not new news. It's well known. It's very basic algebra that the more content you have available out there, the more likely you will earn more money from it. It's sort of the snowball effect, right? And I'm going to speak for myself. It's easy to think about it in those terms. Oh, wow. You know, so that's, gosh, three novels and five short stories and a novelette and an anthology and a collection and a work that I edited by someone else in one of my story worlds, a novelette, and two shortish novella length or novelette length nonfiction works, and then two full length albums and an EP and three singles. And then I compare that, which we really oughtn't do. Oughtn't? Yeah, oughtn't. Ought not do. With the things that I want to write, the things that are on sort of the mental agenda. And that's, let's run it down. In my Sovereign era story world, there are 4 to 5 more novels to be written. Not to mention supplemental and adjacent and connected serials and short stories and longer works that are not novels. In my Shaper's World story world, which is kind of where I'm focusing my fictional attention these days, you know, right now there's Light of the Outsider, the novel, and The Perfumed Air at Kawanantag Bay, the novelette. But there are 2 more books in the Outsider trilogy, and then another trilogy that comes chronologically after that, and at least 2 more, maybe 3 more, 4 more, who knows, novelettes or novellas, could be any number of short stories, and at least 1, maybe 2 serials yet to be done. And then there's the story worlds that I have that I've only done a single thing in and have things mapped out, things planned. In my Daikaiju universe story world, I have written 1 short story, Reggie versus Kaiju Storm Chimera Wolf. And I love that story. I'm proud of it. It's neat. But there is a trilogy of novels planned to be written. And again, sort of ancillary, supplemental, supportive short stories and novellas and novelettes and maybe serials that are also in the wings. In my Protector story world, for which I've written 1 short story called Cloak, same deal. There are, you know, I imagine that more as a collection of shorter works. But I kind of know where that whole thing is supposed to go. You know, I've got it mapped out. There's so much left to do. And it's very easy for me in the press of the day-to-day to be a little discouraged by that. I've talked about it in recent episodes. having a lot of reflection and some frustration and some anxiety related, as it always is for me, with issues of mortality and time and resources. So it's easy to get discouraged when I think just in terms of numbers regarding my creative worth. And that's not where our focus should be. And I'm going to sound like a hypocrite in just a little bit. But bear with me. You can have this both ways. Both of these things are true, what I'm about to say. Our creative worth is not connected to the number of things that we've done, or even to the number of books we've sold. What matters is the conversation that your work has with the people who have experienced it. What are they getting from experiencing your writing, your creations? How are they changed? How are they made better? How are they challenged? How have you affected the people who have encountered your work? Now, it's been a while since it's happened, but I've had people tell me that they've been moved to tears by my books. I know people who have bought multiple copies of the paperbacks and given them away to their friends. I have people who have leapt to buy anything that I have done because they trust me, because they've had a good experience, because they've had a good or great or wonderful experience with what I've already done. I'll tell you what, that's what's worth remembering. That's where your worth is. And I'll admit that can be a source of frustration, because when you know, when you have testimonials to the effect that people love what you do, people benefit, people are entertained, people are moved by what you do, then you want more people to experience that. Of course, you want to have that conversation with more people. And so there are two things that you can do to achieve that. One is within your control, and that is make more stuff, fast or slow. Make more stuff. Make sure it's as good as it can be. That's probably going to be difficult, as I talked about in Sonatotum episode 43. But make more stuff, right? That's something that only we can control. You decide whether you make stuff or not. And then get that stuff in front of more people and convince them that it's worth their time and their treasure, and the treasure of their time, for that matter. Now, that's tricky. That is an ever-changing goal. That is a target that moves and changes shape. But that's your responsibility, too, as a creator, to understand as well as you can how to reach the people who will most benefit from your work. As I've said before, and as I glibly repeat, I make things for people who like the kinds of things that I make. The marketer and author, speaker Seth Godin would say, people like us do things like this. And the trick involved there is connecting to those people, building that community of friends and fans, readers, listeners. It's a relationship that you must build with the people who match what you're doing, the people who want what you have created, even before they know it. Whether or not they know it, it's your job to make sure they understand. And that's not entirely in your control, because you can't make them see your latest book. You can't make them press buy now, right? But you can communicate with them honestly and earnestly and transparently and vulnerably, that it would be worth their while if they did. And when they do, treat them like they are worthwhile. Because they're the ones who are really going to define your creative worth. They're the ones who are going to be your legacy as a creator. So your creative worth is not the dollar amount that one would need to spend to buy everything that you've ever made. Your creative worth is the connections that you've built, the relationships that have come about because you made something and someone else had an experience as a result of that thing you made. Remember, it's not art until it's experienced by someone other than the person who made it. That's the relationship. That's the connection. Now, there is a segue here because there's an equation, there's a formula, right? The only thing you have complete control of is what have you made, how often you make it, finishing things, shipping them, getting them to market where people can find them. That is entirely in your control. And of course, yes, there are external pressures and external responsibilities that may delay you or keep you in one way or another from making things as much or as often as you like. I face that every day. My day job is helping other creators. And I love that. I enjoy it. And I'm deeply grateful for them. But in my heart, I want my day job to be making my things. And that's why, here's that segue, my friends. That's why I restarted my Patreon campaign. Now, for the patrons who are listening, obviously you already know this and you're here and I love you and thank you so much. My patrons at the $5 a month and up level get the unedited, uncut, sort of unproduced edition of this podcast. And so I am talking to them when I say thank you for being around. You know, I normally save the patron thank yous for the end of the episode, but since we're talking about it, every patron at the $5 and up pledge level, I like to credit and mention in the episode. And so let's talk about Paramount patron J.C. Hutchins. Let's talk about brand new exceptional patron Ted Leonhardt, who just signed up the very day that I'm recording this podcast, which, by the way, is July 30th, 2022. And there are other patrons. There's a $3 a month level, which is very much just for the love, folks who are there at that level. Bless them. And every time I do this, I get a little paranoid that I'm missing somebody. Which is terrible. I know I've done it before. So I'm checking. Yes. Yes, I have. Ted Leonhardt, who has pledged at the exceptional patron level, and Paramount patron J.C. Hutchins. Thank you both. Thank you to my other patrons who are generously giving every month at lower levels, no less valued. I have this Patreon account, which you can discover at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. That's patreon.com/MATTSELZNICK. You could also just go to mattselznick.com/B-A-patron and learn everything there is to know about this. Rather than push the whole thing, I'm going to be pushing something in a minute, but rather than go into every single tiny little detail about the benefits of becoming a patron, I want to talk a little bit more about the why, because it's twofold. I want to build a community of patrons who are literally, literally invested in my creative endeavors to the level that I have the financial freedom to really focus every day on making new things for those people and for the people that I have yet to meet, creatively meet. But also, a big part of what I hope my patron community becomes is just that, a community, a place where we can support each other, where I can offer my expertise and support and mentorship to the creators in my patron community. I am trying to build an exclusive membership community that basically serves my mission, which is to add to the culture, to the to human experience. Yeah, by telling my own stories, but also by helping other people bring their creative works to fruition and to the world. And so there are plenty of community aspects to the patron community, chat rooms that we have access to, and monthly live chats, video chats, basically, and other things, other ways. And of course, I am just there for them. I'm very accessible. But I tell you what, the folks who are my actual patrons, they're going to take priority. It's audacious, I feel like. It's audacious. And maybe this is a little bit of imposter syndrome, but it is audacious to ask people to give you $3, $5, $15, $20 every month on the promise that I'm going to make things that they'll enjoy. But it's that audacity, that assumption of worth, that indeed drives me to show up, to make things, to do the very thing that I want to do, to make the time. And gradually, as the patron community grows, to be able to dedicate more and more of that time to that very thing, making things and interacting with that community as they make things. So to that end, friends, I am running a special offer between noon Pacific time, August 1st, and noon Pacific time, August 31st, where when you become a patron at patreon.com/Matt Selznick, if you become a patron at the $20 a month level, the Paramount patron level, in addition to the built-in automatic perks that one receives, and those perks include acknowledgement in every episode of this podcast, a listing in the patron directory at mattselznick.com/be a patron, access to our community chat room, every digital product that I produce for the duration of their patronage, every new thing I make, every new ebook, every new audiobook, every new piece of music, poetry, what have you, uncut podcast episodes, actual tangible merchandise every 3 months, a exclusive print, a sticker, a mug, a t-shirt sent to you, behind the scenes notes on whatever I'm working on, a monthly group video chat, a quarterly one-on-one opportunity to speak with me in a coaching session, print books. Anytime I create something and there's a print edition, Paramount patrons at $20 a month receive that, autographed, by the way. And also work in progress access, often in real time through screen sharing. So as I'm actually writing something, you can look over my shoulder, as it were, virtually, and see the work as it's happening. In addition to all those things, the community, the interaction, the merch, and the ebooks and audiobooks and print books and all those things, if one becomes a Paramount patron between August 1st and August 31st, you will also receive every digital product that I've created to date, which, as we've discussed, is a $100 value. That includes my first novel, Brave Men Run, in ebook editions, my second novel, Pilgrimage, the follow-up to Brave Men Run, in ebook editions, the Sovereign Era short stories, which include The World Revolves Around You in ebook and audiobook editions, the novelette by P.G. Holyfield, Canary in a Coal Mine, in ebook editions, the anthology, The Sovereign Era Year One, featuring a number of authors in ebook editions. Let's see, the short story, The News from Bewilder Pond, in ebook editions. The short story I mentioned earlier in my Daikaiju Universe story world, Reggie versus Kaiju Storm Chimera Wolf, in ebook and audiobook editions. The ebook and audiobook editions of Cloak, the first short story in the Protector universe. The ebook and audiobook editions of Light of the Outsider, the first novel in my Shaper's World story world. The ebook and audiobook editions of the follow-up, The Perfumed Air at Kwanantag Bay, a novelette. The ebook and audiobook editions of my short story and essay collection for stories, which actually includes 8 works because there's an essay accompanying each of those stories. That's in ebook and audiobook editions. The ebook edition of my workbook for world builders, World Building for Writers, Gamers, and Other Creators, Star, Planet, Moon, which shows you how to create using real-world mathematics that you can do with a spreadsheet or a calculator, how to create an Earth-like planet for your fiction. The ebook edition of my work of, we'll call it a work of literary criticism with a sense of humor and a lot of love, Reading the Amazing Spider-Man, which takes us through the first 12 issues of that comic book with an eye toward how built one of the most enduring creative franchises ever, and laid all that groundwork in 12 issues of a comic book in 1963. You'll get my albums that I've released that are on most of the streaming services, and of course, iTunes and Google Play and Amazon. That includes the sort of compilation album featuring my first 2 releases, 100 Seller and the live background music. These are, like most of my music releases, lo-fi, acoustic or semi-acoustic original music, and a lot of the stuff recorded in the 90s and early 2000s. You'll also get the 17-song test pressing. That's the name of it. It's not an actual test pressing, which features a number, well, all of it is original music, vocals, and acoustic guitar, recorded direct to digital. You'll get the Any Man EP, the John Smith EP. The author J.C. Hutchins, who is also a Paramount patron, and you should join him and get all these goodies. The author J.C. Hutchins asked me to create an album of music written and recorded and performed as if I was a character in his novel Seventh Son Descent, which I had a lot of fun doing, and I think it's some of my best work. That's a short EP of several songs. And you'll get the singles I've done, including the theme song to this very show, Anastasia, and the theme song to previous versions of this podcast, Gnatcatcher, and the single that I most recently released, a cover of the Psychedelic Furs, The Ghost in You. Phew. I know this sounds like an infomercial, but that's all the stuff. Ebook and some audiobooks and MP3. And by the way, any of those MP3 collections, those albums and singles, if there's original songs, you also get printable PDF lyrics sheets to go along with. All that stuff, right around $100 retail, $20. A pledge of $20, as long as you do that pledge, as long as you become a Paramount patron, or if you're already a patron, upgrade to the $20 per month level between noon of August 1st and noon of August 31st. All that stuff is yours. Now, that $20 a month, that equals about $16.92 for me after Patreon takes their cut and the payment processing service takes their cut. I'm just letting you know that in the spirit of transparency. And something else that happens, I have several goals that you can see when you go to mattselznick.com/b-a-patron. And the first goal involves giving back. As soon as I reach $100 of gross patron revenue, $100 worth of pledges every month, then I'm going to donate 10% of my net patron-derived revenue to 826 National. 826 National is a national, United States, nonprofit that is dedicated to helping young people become writers by providing resources, opportunities, education, guidance. They do this through providing curriculum to schools and to teachers, but also through several real-world physical locations, each one built around a charming sort of faux storefront that in the back has a workspace for kids to gather and be mentored and learn not just how to write, but that they can express themselves as writers. 826 National is literally creating the next generation of writers. And as I've said, my mission is to add to the culture by not just telling my own stories, but by helping other people bring their creative endeavors to the world. What better way than to contribute to an organization that is literally helping create new writers? So at this point, if only four of you take me up on this offer and get $100 worth of my stuff by becoming a patron at the $20 per month level, if only four of you do that, then we hit that goal. We get to $100 per month. Sure, you're thinking, Matt, four times 20 is only $80, but we're already at the $25 level, right? So we just need four of you at the paramount level, $20 a month, to get us to that $100 level. And I can start giving back by contributing 10% of my net to 826 National every month that the patron revenue hits $100 a month. So you're not just doing this for me. And sure, I know 10% of the net, it's a small amount, but that's at least $100. If I get to $300, $500, $1,000, $10,000 a month, I'm still giving 10% of that, 10% of the net to 826 National because it's worth it. Because part of my worth as a creator is lifting up other creators. So I know two things. First of all, I'm not an idiot. I know that some of you will be like, oh yeah, sure, I will pledge $20 in August and then I'll cancel before September rolls around, or I'll lower my pledge to $15 or $5 or $3 a month and I still get all the goodies. That's fine. That's okay. That's all right. If you're an existing patron, look, do what you can do. I want you to be in the community. If you're someone who is only part of the community to get these ebooks and audiobooks and music, and you do a drive-by, $20, and then you're gone, that's okay. We've just been introduced. You now have access to my stuff. We now have that conversation between you and me through the work. And I hope you like it. And if you really like it, I hope you come back around, whether as a patron or just as a fan who says hi and maybe who, you know, ends up purchasing the rest of my stuff or signs up for the mailing list and gets the free serial fiction every week. And if you do $20 a month in August and then reduce that patronage, hey, you're still part of the patron community. I love you. We get to hang out. That's my privilege. I'm trying to build a community where you and I get to work together, where you and I get to encourage each other, talk to one another, and not just you and I, but you and the other patrons. So, yeah, I understand that a big part of this episode has been a little bit of an infomercial, but this is the mission. Make stuff. Find success as we define it and stay healthy and sane in the process. For me to make stuff, I need to have the freedom to spend most of my time making stuff. Finding success as I define it is making a comfortable living solely from my own creative endeavors and helping others along the way do the same. Staying sane and healthy. Well, I mean, let's be honest. The validation, it means something to me. It does. The obligation, the responsibility to my patrons, to my community of friends and fans is a powerful driver for me. And yeah, I am healthier mentally when I'm making things. When I'm not making things, and I think I've talked about this in past episodes and certainly past Scriptotum articles, my blog over on mattselznick.com. When I'm not making things or when I feel like I'm not in an environment where I can, my mental health suffers. Greater depression, anxiety, sloth. So of course, I'm doing this for me, but I am doing it for me so that I can also help you. That's why Sonatotum, this podcast, exists, to share my experiences in the hopes that you will also learn and be enriched. And know you're not alone. So go to patreon.com/Matt Selznick, patreon.com/Matt Selznick. And if you're not a patron already, pledge during the month of August at the paramount level, $20 per month. get $100 worth of my digital products, everything I have released to date. Oh, and by the way, since Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure comes out on August 30th, you're going to get that too. So you're going to get a wealth of information on how to build your independent author empire from the beginning before you've even, if you haven't put anything out, that's when you start. Go to patreon.com/Matt Selznick. If you're not a patron, subscribe, pledge at the $20 a month level. If you are already a patron at the $3, $5, or $15 a month level, consider upgrading to $20 a month. Do it between August 1st and August 31st. Get $100 worth of my digital products, everything I have released to that point. Thank you for that. Before we close out this episode, as always, I like to reward people who have listened all the way through to the end with a couple of listener discounts. These are discounts on my services, specifically my coaching services, that I only mention in episodes of Sonatotum and nowhere else. So you have to have listened all the way to this point in the podcast to even be aware of this. So if you're a writer and you are running up against issues with your stories, with your work in progress, I have a service called Your Story Buddy, where you and I meet over the phone or over video conference, maybe Zoom, maybe Skype, and we suss it out. We talk about it, and I help you figure out how to untie those story knots, how to get yourself out of that corner you've written yourself into. When you go to mattselznick.com, go to the Writer Services section, click on Individual Services, and then Writer Coaching. Book an appointment for Your Story Buddy. And when you check out, use the coupon code SonitotumBuddy. That's SonitotumBuddy. And get 10% off your Story Buddy session. That's the coupon code SonitotumBuddy. All one word, all lowercase. If you are looking for general advice, coaching, mentorship on the topic of indie self-publishing, being a self-published author, yeah, you could check out dozens, scores, hundreds, thousands of blog posts and other podcast episodes from me and other folks. But if you want a condensed 1 hour opportunity to pick my brain on what I've learned and what I know over, you know, gathered up over the last 15 years of being an independent publisher, then go to Writing Services, Individual Services, Self-Publishing Coaching at mattselznick.com and book a one-on-one coaching session. And when you do that, use the coupon code SonitotumIndieCoach, SonitotumIndieCoach, all one word, all lowercase, and you get 10% off of that service. I want to help you, and I want to meet you, talk to you, have you be part of this community one way or the other. So take advantage of those listener discounts. Thank you for being a listener to Sonitotum. You know, if you have a minute, and you hear this at the end of every podcast, right? If you have a minute, wherever you get your podcasts, take a moment, first of all, to subscribe if you haven't already. Subscribe for free to Sonitotum so you get every episode in your podcast app as soon as they come out. And while you're there, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, take a moment, please, to rate and review Sonitotum. 4, 5 stars, whatever you think is right. Takes just a second. If you have a few minutes, add a review to your rating. It really helps. It helps bring Sonitotum higher up in the visibility on those podcasting platforms so that when people are searching for shows like this, shows about writing, personal journals, shows about self-improvement, shows about the arts, when they're looking for things like that, Sonitotum has a better chance of showing up and a better chance of bringing new people into this community of listeners, friends, and fans. I so appreciate this for so many different reasons. Practical, pragmatic, personal. I hope that I see you as a new patron at the paramount level in the month of August. Hope to get to know you one way or the other. And I can't wait to see what we make together. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.